This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This song opened on a Monday. This makes me excited and sad at the same time because I've got tickets next week. I told you when I bought them for David Lee Roth at Hard Rock Live. And he, of course, was the lead singer of Van Halen when they made this song, all-time banger. And I've always wanted to see him, and I never saw Van Halen, so I bought the David Lee Roth tickets, but I know it's going to be an epic disaster. I just know it's going to be a terrible, because he just doesn't have it anymore. Like, he doesn't have a brain, let alone a voice.
You like to go see 70, 80-year-olds perform, don't you?
I do. So Friday night, you know, we went with the Ticket Wizard and Mrs. Wizard. We saw Toto, Christopher Cross, and Men at Work. Colin Hay from Men at Work is 72 years old. Christopher Cross is 74. And the lead guy from Toto, this Steve Lukather, he's 68. So he was the young spry guy. They all sounded great, and it was heartwarming because you never know. It's a roll of the dice when you get to that age. But it's not a roll of the dice with David Lee Roth. Like, I know what he sounds like. And I like, the guitar is going to come in for Panama, and it, like, everything's going to be right up until the moment he starts singing, so, which is ostensibly why we're all there.
Yeah, you're going to an instrumental.
I probably would be better if it was like Van Halen band covers instrumentally all the Van Halen classics. Solana has taken to wearing sleeveless shirts every day on the show now. I don't know when this transpired, but this is something that's just got to come to an end at some point.
It's like a fat person wearing halter tops. You got to know what to accentuate, Solana.
Man, every day, huh?
Listen, if Crowder can hang whatever the hell he's hanging from his chin every single day.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, bro. That is.
I don't like my goatee.
That is so foul. I want to vomit. Oh, man. I want to vomit as to what you're growing off the bottom of your neck.
You can't corner a look anymore. Who
you
else
cornered that one? You and Kyle Orton cornered that one.
Who else in the world has cornered this low goatee with shaved face? What?
That's not a goatee. That's not a low goatee. That's an Abe Lincoln, Kyle Orton I know, matchup.
Because I believe in equality like Abe did.
Right. And Kyle Orton. Kyle Orton, from what I understand, was very so we're one day away from Dolphins training camp. Crowder is in New York City, by the way. He's overlooking Central Park. He's doing more for the Happy Gilmore 2 release, which is this weekend on Netflix. So what do you guys have coming up now?
We have the last week was the Atlanta premiere, and then this week's the New York premiere. And this Netflix got some money, boy. Goodness gracious.
So I watched a lot of the clips from the Pivot guys with the two comedians from when you guys were in Atlanta. the lady from Friday. Now, she always makes me laugh. What's her name?
Kim.
Kim from Friday.
I just call her Auntie Kim.
Auntie Kim.
And she said, she first time I said it, I was like, Auntie Kim. She said, bitch, you old as me. I said, oh. She got me by like 10 years, and I was like, you know what? You might have a point. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're not auntie age yet. Yeah.
Then that's sobering when someone calls you auntie or unk, but you're like kind of in the same age group.
Yeah.
But that's the character she plays. Plus, you know, you're watching like in Friday, and so it's, you know, Uncle Elroy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So that's Auntie Kim, but yeah.
Kim Whitley. No. That's her name, Solana Kim Whitley? Whitley.
Yeah, Kim Whitley.
Yeah, she checked then, me quick on the auntie stuff.
Who's the other dude? Black comedian. He
LaVale
was
LaVale Crawford. He's hilarious.
Funny,
he is legit hilarious, like at all aspects of life.
Is he the guy who plays Chubbs Peterson's son?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good casting right there.
So he's Chubbs Peterson's son, and now he's it's so silly. He's the local pro at a putt-putt place.
That's funny.
It's funny, yeah. So it's a funny storyline.
Because
yeah.
You see his body type. He couldn't be a golf pro, say, at an 18-hole course.
Yeah, so he's at a putt-putt place telling kids to hit it off the octopus leg. I just said, like, the movie's funny.
That's funny. All right. Well, that's Netflix coming up this weekend, and Crowder and Fred Taylor and Ryan Clark. There was a funny line about Fred Taylor in one of the clips I saw. I can't remember what it was. Someone busted on Fred because he made a real serious question. Like, everybody was just kind of goofing around.
Yeah.
And then he fires up just a real serious, thought-provoking question that just stops everyone in their tracks.
And LaVale said something like, he go with this sexy stuff. Yeah, he's just blowing him off.
Anyway, we're one day away from Miami Dolphins training camp opening. And we're going to talk some NFL with Ben Volen today. I want to read you something today from Joe Shad. Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post. He wrote 5 reasons to be optimistic about the Dolphins this upcoming season. Speaking of Netflix, DJ and I watched, we're on episode 4 of Quarterbacks on Netflix. Man, last night I started to feel NFL season again. You know, because all the show is all comprised of highlights, and obviously they do the behind the scenes stuff, but it's highlights. And man, when you hear Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit introducing Thursday Night Football, or Chris Collinsworth on Sunday Night Football, and like it starts to feel like football again. Yeah. And I got into bed with Lori last night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was about 11 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
And I said, I leaned over to her. Mm. I said, you know, in a few weeks, I'm going to be watching Sunday Night Football right about now.
Mm. That wasn't where I thought that was headed.
Oh, I got so excited when I said that to her. Because I knew I'd have money on it.
Uh-huh. Mm. I just, yeah.
Yeah.
It was leading up to something a little better.
Yeah. Oh, better than Sunday Night Football? I don't know of what you speak.
Looked at her right in the eyes.
I looked her right in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what? 4, 5, 6 Sundays from now, Sunday Night Football. Good night, lady.
Good night.
Yeah, good night, lady.
What happened last night? Oh, yeah, put Chaz to bed. Then when I walked back to the kitchen, I heard the shower on, and I already washed with Chaz, so I knew we both washed. Something's going down.
Yeah.
So I walk in the bedroom, and I ask, hey, you want me to grab you some water or something from the kitchen? She said, no, you want to watch Yellowstone? I said, no, that ain't the stone I'm throwing tonight. Came back in the room. Room was dark with just a little bit of light on from a candle. Action Jackson.
Let me think about this again. What really transpired last night? Watched Quarterback. Came upstairs. Yeah, no, it was exactly like what I said. I said, okay. You Sundays from now, Sunday night football.
Ooh, don't do that.
Don't make that noise.
My Sunday night football song. Yeah, now you're feeling it. Dun, 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 dun. I'll tell you what, man. I love this Kirk Cousins. This is his second straight season on quarterback. He is just so average. I just love everything about him. Joe Burrow, kind of dopey.
Weirdo.
Just kind of dopey. Yeah.
Not in a negative way. Just a weird dude. Yeah.
Just kind of dopey. And then Jared Goff. Like, he didn't really want to go to Detroit. The whole thing was a surprise, but he's found his place. Like, he's beloved. And, you know, Dan Campbell, like, if I would imagine if you're a player in the good graces of Dan Campbell, you can probably just sing every day to and from work. But David, DJ, my son, has taken to sending me voice memos a la Kirk Cousins. This is what Kirk Cousins does. So, like, the first couple games of the season weren't going well. And you see him in the car, and he's like, anyway, I just wanted to tell you, Coach Morris, like, it's on me. I got to figure it all out or whatever. But he wasn't leaving him a voicemail. He was recording a voice memo in his car as he drives. He does this for people. So now, which I think is like just the strangest thing, because there's no way Raheem Morris listened to this voice memo. DJ and I are cracking up because his coach in Minnesota hated him too. He's a good guy, a good quarterback, but nobody likes him. Like, just because he's just so ordinary. And so DJ's taken just sending me voice memos like, hey, hit me up on the voice memo. I'm walking in the front door right now. And then the voice memo pops up and I hear it. And it's our little Kirk Cousins thing. Love this guy.
Isn't it actually genius? Because then there's no back and forth.
It's actually not the worst idea in the world, because if you call someone, there's a chance they're going to answer.
Yeah.
If you just send a voicemail, like, yeah, I sent you my thoughts and let's move on with our lives.
It's one of my biggest pet peeves. Because when somebody asks you for advice and you give it to them, then they debate you. Well, you should have done what you wanted to do any damn way. If you don't ask me for anything.
That's what I do with Rob Pizzola.
That's what you do with Rob. Hey, should I bet this?
Gambling advice is, and then I do the opposite.
No, that's a terrible idea. Okay, I'm putting the bet in. Yeah, it's just leave him a voicemail. Tell him I'm putting this bet in. Do whatever you want. Think whatever you want.
Somebody texted in Lavelle was in Breaking Bad. Is that true?
Yes, he was. He talked about that too. Where he's still surprised by some of the calls he gets.
Oh yeah, he was the security guard for the lawyer in Breaking Bad, and ended up having a spinoff as well.
Lavelle did?
I don't know if he was in the spinoff, but Lavelle was in a ton of episodes in Breaking Bad, like a ton of them. Better Call Saul.
Who ended up having a spinoff?
Better Call Saul was the show.
Oh, yeah.
Saul was the lawyer in the show.
Oh, I got you. I think that lawyer, correct me if I'm, I never saw Breaking Bad, but in The Bear.
Crazy.
Is he in The Bear? Better Call Saul? Because it's one of my favorite characters in The Bear. So now The Bear season 4, which I thought was really weak, has gotten a lot better. And there's a character in there, kind of dates Jamie Lee Curtis a little bit. You know, that whole family is so effed up and they've got all these different tentacles, but there's a guy in there, and I know I've seen him.
Season 2.
Is that him?
Yeah, Bob Odenkirk is in season 2 of The Bear.
Yeah. Odenkirk, yeah. Yes, he is so good. So he's in season 4 as well. He is so good in season 4 and season 2. But I love that guy. Man, I'm glad you said Better Call Saul. I'm watching it last night, and I'm like, I know this guy from somewhere. That's who it is, Bob Odenkirk.
Saul Goodman.
Brilliant in it. Just brilliant.
You should watch Breaking Bad. No joke.
I know.
Insane. And I can tell you guys aren't Latino, because voice memos or voice notes is literally all Latinos do. Like, it's insane. On WhatsApp, it's just everybody just talks to each other through voice memos and voice
really?
Notes. That's it. Yeah. It's legitimately like, it's insane. Nobody texts
your dad a voice
anymore.
Memo. I'm going to start sending your dad voice memos. Oh, yeah, Eduardo.
You can do what I do and just don't send anything. Lou Soccer Polite just called Asia and was like, yeah, I called Channing about 18 times. He never picks up. She was like, yep, everybody says that.
Yep. Yeah. No, that's about par for the course. Fan.
Let's get,
I gave Lavelle Crawford parenting advice. His son was there.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It was great. You know what, Hawk? It was some. See, you always give me a hard time. It's something that I say all the time that invoked parenting and a life change. His son's 15. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, this is my son. Hey, this is Chad. Oh, no, I seen him on the pivot, blah, blah, blah. Hey, man, how's your grades? They okay. Don't lie. Tell the man the truth. So now Lavelle gets on him. So now I know that it's going, like, he doesn't have good grades.
Right.
So I was like, man, get your grades up. It makes life so much easier. You know, whatever you have, plan Bs, plan Cs, like, it looked good to have a degree and have a good grade. I give my whole speech, same speech every time. He says, which he's Lavelle Crawford's son, so he has a mouth on him. He was like, why? And I was like, I just told you it makes life easier. He was like, but now, like, I don't get no money. I don't get, like, vacations or something. Like, he wants a reward. So I told him, I said, okay, so if you want money to get an A, B, C, then if you don't get A's, B's, now your dad gets money. You have to pay him another way. And Lavelle was like, that's a great idea because he has money in his account. So every A is 100, every B is 50. But if you get a C, it's 50. If you get a D or F, it's 100 back to me. Genius idea. Genius Crowder idea.
I'd have made so much money off David. Oh, where was that? Where was that parenting advice when?
Isn't that a great idea? Because it got to go both ways. We can't just pay you for excellence.
Now with him in college, I'm paying like $12,000 per C.
I think you need to renegotiate, Hawk. I think you need to go back to the table, Hawk. I ain't gonna lie to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Our sister station, Kiss Country, is bringing back Stars and Strings this time featuring Dierks Bentley and Dasha and Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook, and more. That's at Hard Rock Live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino here in Hollywood. It is November 6th, and we're giving you a chance to win tickets. So the code word today is STARS. Text the word STARS to 20357. That's 20357. Text STARS, STARS. Makes me laugh when I hear myself say that because, you know, famously, I was fired from a radio job in West Palm Beach when I was first getting into radio because I couldn't say star correctly. I would say star, star 95.5. And the program director was like, that's not the name of our station. I'm like, yeah, star 95.5. They're like, star, say it, star. They're like, you don't hear the difference? I'm like, no, not at all. They said, well, say car, car. They're like, yeah, they're like, you don't hear what you're saying. And I'm like, no, I don't. But anyway, it was star 95. But the code word today is STARS, STARS. Tickets are on sale now at starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. Text the word STARS to 20357. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe is going to join us this hour. Quick look at the headlines with Solana. Brought to you by Dorel Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Dorel Volkswagen.
So Dolphins, full roster, reports to training camp tomorrow. First practice is on Wednesday. First open to the public practice will be Saturday. So, Hawk, it doesn't just feel like football season. It is football season tomorrow, hey, officially. So-
Hawk, maybe you want to stop wearing the sleeveless shirts all the time on the show. Hit me back on the voice memo.
Oh,
hey, I just sent you a voice memo.
That first one was very efficient. I'm not going to lie to you.
Hey, Solana, it's Hawk. Maybe you want to stop wearing the sleeveless shirts all the time on the show. Hit me back on the voice memo.
Y'all are so damn silly.
The funny thing is Crowder's head's going to explode because he wouldn't be able to figure out how to send a voice memo if we gave him till 6 o'clock tonight.
No chance.
Like, what is this sorcery?
No chance. Voice memo. I don't even know. I just learned how to send them the memes and the gifts and all that.
Got the memes and the gifts.
You know what else is fun?
The fat black kid standing in the line peeking out the corner of his eye. Oh, I got that one a lot.
My favorite. That's one of my favorite.
Yeah, that one was so hot in 2013 when it came out.
Okay. Well, I just sent it to y'all about 2 days ago.
You know what else is fun? Little group FaceTime. Little group FaceTime.
Oh, I mean a group FaceTime. So, Crowder.
I ain't got my phone with me.
Where's your phone? Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Look at that. Look, I got Hawk right there on FaceTime.
Just join FaceTimes now.
We should just do the show like this.
Hello?
Yeah, we're there. We're there, Crowder. We'll talk to you later.
I guess, look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
I can't, y'all can see me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, fellas.
The big story, well, I shouldn't say the big, but one of the big headlines going into camp tomorrow, what's the deal with Zach Sealer? And his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, was on WSBN 7 last night, Channel 7, and he said that Sealer is going to be at training camp. He'll be there tomorrow, physically, but when he was asked, hey, like, is he going to participate, full participant, he said, quote, that is something that will be discussed between Zach and the Miami Dolphins. So, I don't know. I'm kind of taking from that, like, probably won't be a full participant tomorrow.
Yeah.
A lock in. Hold in, whatever the hell they call it.
Yeah.
Hold in.
Yeah, hold in instead of hold out.
It's goofy.
Yep.
Los Modelins, Friday night.
And didn't I see Jonah Savinea signed?
Yes. He officially signed. Second round pick?
Yep. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Oh. Get this damn Liam Eichenberg off the field.
Well, I mean, you need your top picks in camp from the beginning, I would imagine. So, there were a whole bunch of second rounders who had not signed, but they're all starting to sign. I don't know what the what the holdup was, but I know Savigny signed, I think, officially today.
I think it's getting, to use your word, Hawk, I think it's getting a little cutesy now with agents trying to impress their clients and all this stuff. Bro, you top 15. Okay. You're 73rd. Sign your damn contract, man. Right. It's not going to – what are you looking for, another 30 grand? Get out of here and sign this damn contract.
Marlins Stadium all weekend saw some of the biggest crowds or the best crowds that they've seen in a long time since opening weekend.
Deservedly so.
Yeah, Isaac is out. He tweeted out – he covers the Marlins for Fish on First, and he tweeted out the total attendance this weekend – just shy of 47,000. He says, excluding their season opening four-game set against Pittsburgh, this was their second most attended home series of the season.
Hmm.
They're playing good baseball. They're fun. Yeah. Like, there's no question.
Stowers Friday night, electric. Jimmy was texting me the whole game. Hit the walk-off. First game back from the All-Star break. And then the Marlins, they did lose yesterday, but they went 2-1 over the weekend. They open up a three-game series against the Padres here at home. Yuri is on the mound tonight. The Fish are 7.5 games back of the final wild card spot entering today.
All right, we got action, Jack.
We do.
And a dominant Inter-Miami win over the weekend. They beat the New York Red Bulls on the road 5-1. Another Messi brace. That's his sixth in the last seven MLS games for Leo Messi.
Yeah.
All right, your weather. Right now in South Florida, hot, like 90 degrees tonight. The lows are going to drop into the low 80s, upper 70s. So if you've got a sleeveless shirt, a cutoff shirt, make sure you put that bad boy on before you go outside.
Yeah. Jimmy, somebody has a great suggestion via the text line. Send us all voice memos. I want you to send us what you consider to be, you better do it in the break, your most...
I will.
Impressive and important voice memo ever. Okay?
You got it.
You send it to all of us. And no take backs.
No problem.
All right. Just Ben Volen from the Boston Globe is going to talk a little NFL with us in the next segment. So do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
If you're going to Rolling Loud tonight, make sure you drink a little hot cocoa before you go, because it's chilly out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Ben Volen is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He has been covering the NFL since 2007. He is the senior NFL reporter at the Boston Globe. And for several years, he was on the Dolphins beat down here in South Florida. We always like talking football with Ben. He's with us now. Hello, Ben.
What's up, guys? Happy almost 2025 NFL season.
No. Very exciting. Dolphins get underway tomorrow. We have a preseason game next week, right? The Hall of Fame game is next week. So it is football season. So what are some of the big stories that you're tracking? For me, if I had to pick one, I think I'm most fascinated with the Pittsburgh Steelers and what their season will actually look like, because they are all in to win. I'm assuming it just depends on what they get out of Aaron Rodgers, but maybe there's more to it. But I'm fascinated with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, that's a great place to start, just because of the Aaron Rodgers factor and how dysfunctional is he going to make that place this year? What are his Pat McAfee appearances going to be like? The Steelers are not usually a franchise that deals with a player who likes the spotlight like Aaron Rodgers does. So, yeah, you talk about Jalen Ramsey as well. DK Metcalf that they brought in. The Steelers, it does seem kind of like a reality TV show. It's kind of like they're going all in for one last year before, you know, they're like delaying, like doing a rebuild. And I just think they have a very limited, very low ceiling this year. I at best 10, 11 wins, but they're not going to really be competitive with the Bills and the Ravens and the Chiefs and maybe even the Bengals and something. Like, I just don't see it for the Steelers. I'm very intrigued by the Lions this year. They have almost all the same players coming back, and Aiden Hutchinson coming back from injury is a big one. But they lost both coordinators, with Ben Johnson going to Chicago and Aaron Glenn going to New York. And there's a lot of turnover in general on the coaching staff. So I'm also very curious to see how Dan Campbell does, regrouping with new staff and how the Lions move forward. Jared Goff, how does he move forward without Ben Johnson and these coaches? Should be a very interesting year in Detroit.
And Ben, another story too that I've never heard of. I played for years, been covering the NFL for years. A fifth string quarterback in Cleveland is one of the top stories on the list. I haven't heard your take, like the Shador saga in the draft, and now what goes on in Cleveland, because it's, who is it, Flacco, then they draft Gabriel before him, then he goes in. They already have, what, Kenny Pickett on the list. Like, it's crazy. What happens with quarterback, and is it justified that it's a top story that a fifth-rounder might be the starter?
It's amazing how the Browns just seem to find the dysfunction, or the dysfunction just finds them. They're finally almost out of this Deshaun Watson mess. He's hurt with the Achilles again. They're three-fifths of the way through that contract. It's been a disaster, but they can finally – in 2025, start to see a little bit of daylight and move forward without Deshaun Watson. They sign Joe Flacco. They bring in Kenny Pickett. They draft Dylan Gabriel in the third round. Looks great. You know, expectations aren't going to be too high, but at least, you know, you see a plan moving forward. And then they add Shador Sanders to the mix, and that is just begging for controversy, because you have four quarterbacks and none of them are established. and you don't know if any of them are any good. Joe Flacco has been good in spurts for the Browns, but if you're counting on him to be your 17-game starter, I think that's probably wishful thinking. Kenny Pickett has been a bust in two different places now. And then Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, a third and a fifth-round pick, neither of them are the guy. They're both competing with each other, cannibalizing each other's reps. I mean, this is just a disaster in the waiting for the Browns. I feel for Coach Kevin Stefanski. I assume that this, you know, drafting Shedeur Sanders had the ownership's fingerprints all over it, because why would you invite all that controversy and just, you know, into your locker room and into your quarterback depth chart? Because as soon as Joe Flacco throws a pick, it's going to be like, well, let's see Shedeur Sanders. And then as soon as Shedeur Sanders throws a pick, it's let's see Dillon Gabriel. It's like they're not going to – they're just going to be ping-ponging all year between all the quarterbacks. So, you know, at least they don't have to play Shedeur because they have three other guys. But I've got to think that they can't move forward with four quarterbacks too long. I've got to think that, you know, Kenny Pickett most likely is going to be moved at some point. But the Browns are just begging for controversy and disaster with this four quarterback setup that they have.
Ben, are those two that we just discussed, the Steelers and the Browns, are those two the most interesting training camps that we're kind of looking forward to around the NFL? Or is there another team or maybe just a division, whether it's an impending disaster like the Browns or a specific position battle that you're looking at, or somebody's last year? Like, what's the most interesting team we should be keeping an eye on as training camp opens this week?
So the Browns and Steelers are definitely good ones. The AFC North, I think, is monopolizing a lot of the interest to start training camp. I think the Bengals are a team to watch just because they are definitely bordering on dysfunction right now. You've got your star pass rusher, Trey Hendrickson, threatening to hold out. He's been publicly going back and forth with the team for two off seasons now, trying to get a new contract. The Browns, they're the only team with a first-round holdout. The new CBA was supposed to eliminate first-round holdouts, but the Bengals still managed to do it anyway. Shamar Stewart is holding out because the Browns they're fighting over some language over the guarantee. So the Bengals are just like Mike Brown and the Bengals. Even though they got Chase and Higgins signed up, they still have like a lot of players who are unhappy. And this situation with the first-round pick, it's what came out today is very interesting. Basically, the owner and the GM started taking shots at the player's agent and saying, you know, questioning the advice he was giving. And, you know, this is the team with the Bengals, you know, they gotten Carson Palmer had to retire and wanted nothing to do with them again. Like last year, they messed it up with Chase and Higgins and it cost them a terrible start to the season that cost the playoffs. Like the Bengals always seem to have contract drama. And this year they probably lead the NFL in it entering the training camp.
And Ben, we talked about it earlier in the show. Was it not covered when I was playing and, you know, in the past years? Because now there's second and third rounders holding out. Ben, I went 70th pick. Like, give me my 4-for-4 and we're going to move on to try to get the second contract. Like, why are later round players now holding out? You're not going to get that much more damn money.
No, it's not about the money, but it's about like these. It's all about precedent in this league. And, you know, like the issue was with the second round picks and they all got signed at this point. I think there's only like three or four guys who still haven't signed in the entire draft. So most of the second round picks, I think only two of them had signed until a couple of days ago. And the problem was that they all got these fully guaranteed contracts, all 4 years fully guaranteed, which used to only be for first round picks. But then Nick Caserio decides to give it to his second round pick. And now every second round pick says, wait a second, I want 4 full years guaranteed, and no team, no player wanted to be the one to blink first. I think it was the guy on the 49ers. Whoever the 49ers second round pick, he blinked, took a contract that was a little bit less than 100% fully guaranteed, and then every other player literally slotted into place after that. So it's more just about like little semantics like that. There aren't really holdouts, but this situation with the Bengals is very interesting, and Shamar Stewart, because the two sides just have not been able to find any middle ground. The Bengals say, we want the contract to read like this. And Shamar Stewart saying, you've never done this for anyone else in history. Why should we be the first? And I don't think Shamar Stewart's going to skip training camp and, you know, hold out for a protracted length, but it's it's on the table right now, and the Bengals are setting new ground here in the NFL with their ability to upset their players.
Let's quite a feather in your cap as an organization. Let's look at the Dolphins here for a second. Mike McDaniel on the hot seat, like the hot seat.
I would think it's scorching hot right now. The Dolphins are an organization. Stephen Ross is an owner that has not been afraid to, you know, fire the coach in season. Joe Philbin, Tony Sperano immediately come to mind. There probably may have been others as well. I think Mike McDaniel is, and Chris Greer, frankly, are fortunate. We're a little lucky to survive the offseason. I think there was a case to be made that the team had kind of run its course after 3 years and that McDaniel's message was kind of falling flat in the locker room. We'll see if running it back this year with a lot of the same guys, they can have different results. Obviously, I think Tua's health is going to be a huge part of it. They've got to keep him healthy for 17 games or close to it. And obviously that's been the big struggle for him. But yeah, I got to think that if, I mean, kind of all the like analysts and people you talk to around the league right now, Miami's just putting out bad vibes and is not an organization that people have a lot of faith is going in the right direction heading into 2025. And so I think Mike McDaniel has a lot of work to do to kind of, stem the flow of where this thing's headed and get some positive momentum again for the Dolphins.
And Ben, last year, Tua goes down, which he's only played one full season since he's been in the NFL. And then we have Tyler Huntley, and then we have Boyle, and we have Skylar Thompson. And you could tell they couldn't run the offense. They were averaging like 12 points a game when Tua was out. Where is our quarterback room now? Because you knew the situation you had. You go into the offseason, we sign Zach Wilson, and we draft Quinn Ewers. Was that, did Chris Greer do any justice to Mike McDaniel with this quarterback room we have now?
Well, I'll say this. I think Chris Greer is kind of putting his job on the line with his choices at backup quarterback. In selecting Zach Wilson, that's a big move for the Dolphins, backup quarterback, because, as you all know, Tua misses games almost every year. It seems like the Dolphins targeted Zach Wilson. That was the guy that they wanted to be their backup. He's got talent. I mean, you can see it like in warm-ups and sometimes – with his play. Zach Wilson's got a live arm. He's got some good athleticism. He's got talent, but he's obviously not really been able to put it together in two spots so far. Two teams have kind of given up on him. It wasn't much of a market for Zach Wilson. I can't sit here and tell you it's a bad decision. Maybe the light bulb clicks on for him and, you know, he's a good spot starter for the Dolphins this year, but I got to think that if he doesn't pan out, that's a big strike against Chris Greer when weighing whether to keep him for another year as general manager, when you know that the backup quarterback is a huge position on the Dolphins and you didn't go out and get someone that's a little more certain than Zach Wilson is right now.
Hey, Ben, even if everything, I'm taking the most optimistic approach here to the Dolphins season. Everything works out in terms of injuries, right? Like Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb stay healthy. The Dolphins offensive line looks improved. Tua plays 17 games. This team,
undefeated,
healthy, at their best. Your gut feeling, can they even, all those things are true. Can they compete with the best teams in the AFC, the Ravens, the Chiefs, all those teams?
Well, I think best case scenario, the Dolphins, yeah, like Tua has a great bounce back season. Tyreek Hill goes for 1,500, like all that again. I think 11-6, a spot in the playoffs, a top 10 offense, all that's on the table. But I still think that's the ceiling. I mean, same as it was the last couple of years. I Mike McDaniel's teams have not been very tough in December and January. They've not been able to beat good teams. So, you know, that's a lot that they've got to prove they can overcome. And I just don't see them, this iteration of the team, getting over those humps. So, yeah, best case scenario, they're a playoff team, but that is asking for a lot to go right this year.
Very early seedings in the AFC East, according to Ben Volen at the Boston Globe. Seed the AFC East.
I'm going 1, Buffalo Bills. That's probably the easiest one. I'm going to go 2, Patriots. I think the Patriots will make a jump to eight or nine wins. I think that'll be enough. I'm going 3 New York Jets, and the reason I hesitated for number, I actually think the Jets could be number 2 this year. I like what the Jets are building right now. They've got 3 first round picks on their offensive line. You know, Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor are their quarterbacks. So obviously, very much a run first offense. You know, deep stable of running backs. They've got a very talented defense. They locked up Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson. I like that Aaron Glenn is operating very quietly with no hoopla whatsoever. The Jets, you know, after the last few years, I think they want no drama, no attention. No one's paying attention to the Jets. No one has any expectations for them. They play defense, run the ball, and don't make too many dumb mistakes. I could see the Jets being like a 7 or 8 win team and just being a team that no one wants to play this year. And then 4th, I'm going the Dolphins. I just think this thing's about to implode. And, you know, it seems like McDaniels lost the locker room. When you have, who is the player who admitted that the team was like lying last year when they said they were all in and they weren't really giving their best effort? I mean, that's not a good sign for the coach and his grip on the locker room. So I think the Dolphins are probably going to implode this year, and it's probably not going to be a fun season down in Miami.
Hey, Ben, and this is a big – I just thought of it because you said – you talked about McDaniel. This is a bigger question. You know, I know we have a couple minutes left. Like that player-coach thing, because I have this conversation a lot where, like, Dan Campbell's a butt wipe. Bill Belichick was a butt wipe. Bill Parcells was a butt wipe. Like Nick Saban, I played for him. Like, he didn't want to be your friend. Do your damn job. Then there's those nicer coaches. Like, can you think of one of those nicer, player-friendly, hey, fellas, you take over the locker room. We'll do the planning, and this will work out. People always bring up Pete Carroll. I don't think Pete Carroll was like that. I think Pete Carroll was energetic with the media, but I think Pete Carroll was still an almost, quote-unquote, do-your-job guy. Can you think of any of those nice, pleasant player coaches that have worked out and been successful?
I mean, I think Dan Campbell kind of qualifies as that. His players love him. And, you know, it's not because he's like, you know, it's because he's kind of a meathead a little bit. But the players love Dan Campbell. And I see some of that in Mike Vrabel, too. I mean, Vrabel jumps in the middle of the ring when he's, you know, in the middle of offensive line, defensive line drills and throws on the blocking pad and gets into it with the guys. And, you know, I just think players respect a coach who they know has their back. And whether you're a hard ass or whether, you know, you're a soft coach, like, do you have the players' backs? And Belichick, you know, mostly did. Sometimes he didn't. But so with Mike McDaniel, I just think discipline has been the big problem with the Dolphins, and I think that shows itself in those cold weather games and in those games against the really tough opponents. So I don't know if it's about, you know, having a ping pong table in the locker room just as much as McDaniel maybe doesn't have a solid grip on the discipline of the team.
He's got to get rid of the hoodie. He's doing this thing every year where he wears the hoodie in the 100-degree training camp heat and on the sideline. You know, he's standing outside, he's wearing a hoodie. It hasn't worked. This reminds me of Al Golden with the tie. You know, at some point, lose the tie. Not working. It's not working. You're cutesy with it. It's not working. He needs to go out there looking like Dan Campbell. Mike McDaniel needs to have, you know, the shorts that just grip onto the thighs, and then, you know, like whatever, a t-shirt or something over that. He's got to get rid of the capri pants and the hoodies during 100-degree training camp.
But Hulk, you'll have to gain 120 pounds of muscle.
No, just get shorter, like smaller shorts. Shop in the Husky section. They still have a Husky section. All right, Ben Volen, read his work in the Boston Globe. Follow him on Twitter, and we'll talk to you throughout the football season. It's fun to have it back. Thank you, as always, Ben.
Always a pleasure, boys. Thank you.
There you go, Ben Volen from the Boston Globe.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You know who never just kind of mails it in?
Who?
The Costco guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.